It's time for a moving, powerful interview with a pastor from Germany. Oh, you need to hear about this March for Life.
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Well, friends, I'm back from freezing Fargo, North Dakota, back in the comfort of my studio with some very special guests, dear friends from Germany. Over the years, I've had the privilege of ministering in Germany probably about 15 different times, actually three different times this year alone. And when I find people in Germany of like heart, often the connection is very deep and very strong. And when I find some that share my heart in many key areas, the connection's even deeper. And that's the case with Pastor Jobst and Charlotte Bittner from Tübingen, Germany. We've worked together for a number of years. They have a tremendous heart for the Lord, a tremendous heart for their nation, a tremendous heart for Israel, a tremendous heart for the things of the Spirit. And I even wrote the foreword for an important book, German book called Veil of Silence, that has and translated into other languages as well. It's going to be a very eye-opening interview, and we are joined in studio not only by Pastor Jobst, you'll be hearing, and Charlotte, but also by their faithful co-worker, Tina, who is a translator par excellence. So, Jobst and Tina, great to have you today with us in studio on the Line of Fire.
It's a große Freude, hier zu sein.
It's a great joy to be with you. Thank you very much.
All right, so all of you German speakers, you are going to get doubly blessed because you'll hear German and English. Everyone else, you'll get to hear a cutting-edge live interview in German and English. Jobst, the city of Tübingen, I knew about because of my theological studies. One of the most famous theological cities in the world, famous for its seminaries. You and your wife studied there as well. What else is Tübingen known for?
Ja, Tübingen, eine große Universität, aber auch eine finstere Geschichte des Nationalsozialismus.
Well, Tübingen has a big university, but it's also infamous for its Nazi past.
Und da sind Nazis ausgebildet worden. Es war wie eine Kaderschmiede.
Nazi perpetrators were trained there. It was like the intellectual hotbed.
Und die waren verantwortlich für den Tod von 700.000 Juden.
And the people trained at that university were personally responsible for the deaths of at least 700.000 Jews.
Und das fand in allen Fakultäten statt.
And this training happened across all faculties.
Und diese Geschichte, die war nicht aufgearbeitet in Tübingen.
And that past of Tübingen had never been worked through.
Das ist auch eine Geschichte unserer Stadt.
And it's a city, the history for our city as well.
All right, so just to be clear here, what you're talking about, you're a resident there, you've lived there, you and your wife studied in the university. If you were saying this in Germany, would people say, no, this never happened? Or is this commonly known?
Also das ist schon bekannt, diese Geschichte.
Well, the history is actually known.
Aber die ist erst seit 20 Jahren aufgearbeitet. Das heißt, als wir in die Stadt kamen, da wurde nicht viel drüber gesprochen.
But it's only been a time of like 15 or 20 years that it was officially worked through. Before that, there was complete silence covering that fact.
Und so in den letzten 15 Jahren haben wir erlebt, wie eine Decke des Schweigens zerbrochen ist.
And in the course of the past 15 years, we've really seen a veil of silence being broken over our city.
Und bis dahin wurde kaum gesprochen darüber.
Because up to that time, people just did not speak about it.
Und erst dann passierte etwas in unserer Stadt und diese Aufarbeitung konnte stattfinden, über die Geschichte, über die Wahrheit wurde gesprochen.
And only afterwards, something opened up over our city, people started speaking the truth and we were able to face what had happened.
And friends, what you're about to hear, we're just getting started with Pastor Jobst Bittner from Tübingen, Germany. What you're about to hear is going to be very intense, but friends, it is very redemptive. And you'll be shocked even to hear about the current history of Tübingen and what Pastor Jobst and his congregation have done there publicly and what's happening around the world. So call a friend, text a friend, email a friend, tell them to tune in. You can also watch this interview live on our Ask Dr. Brown YouTube channel. We will be right back on the other side of the break. Shake the nation, change the world.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks so much, friends, for joining us today on The Line of Fire. Today's broadcast really is of historic importance. The things we're dealing with are very large, and we're dealing with some folks on the front lines of making historic change in Germany and the nations. It's the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. It's a time when there's much focus on the Church of Germany and the history of Germany. And it's a time where a lot of truth needs to be told. A few years ago, Pastor Joops Bittner wrote a book called The Veil of Silence. Even though I can read German, I read slowly. So they worked through, his team worked through the contents of the book with me in English. I wrote the foreword to it. And then one of our German friends read the book. And when she read it, she's a German Christian woman, loves the Lord. She was shocked. She said, if this is true, how come I've never heard it? And she's an educated German woman. So let's go back, Pastor Joops, the history of Tübingen, one of the elite cities in Europe, so known for its intellectual achievements, its universities, its seminaries. How did it become so saturated with Jew hatred?
Die Geschichte von Tübingen ist sehr alt, 1400 Jahre alt.
Well, the history of Tübingen is actually quite old. It's 1400 years altogether.
Und in diesen 1400 Jahren waren nur 200 Jahre jüdisches Leben willkommen.
In all of those 1400 years, there's only ever been a period of 300 years that Jewish life was welcome in the city.
Mm. Dann war 1470 wurde die Universität gegründet.
And in the year 1470, that was the year of founding the University of
Tübingen.
Und
das war ein Antisemit, das war Graf Eberhard im Bart hieß der.
And the founder was an anti-Semit. His name was Count Eberhard the Bearded.
Und vertrieb die Juden für 400 Jahre.
On occasion of founding the university, he expelled the Jews from the city for the next 400 years.
Und das really? Heißt, ja, und dann als der Nationalsozialismus startete, 1933.
Then when in 1933 National Socialism arose.
Dann war die Universität als erste sogenannte judenfrei.
This university was the first one in all of Germany to be officially declared free of Jews.
Und die Bevölkerung ringsum, die schwieg dazu. Das heißt, niemand stand dagegen.
And the entire population just remained silent. Nobody took a stand against this.
All right, just to understand this then. You know, we hear about Judenfrei, free mm-hmm. of Jews, and we associate it with the Holocaust, but we don't normally think this just happens in other parts of Germany. If this was a Lutheran, professing Christian city and nation, how did they tolerate expelling Jews? How did they justify expelling Jews?
Weil sie ganz tief diesen Antisemitismus schon von Luther und vom Mittelalter in sich getragen haben.
Because they themselves carried those deep roots of anti-Semitism and Jew hatred that had been prevalent in the church even since the Middle Ages and throughout Luther's teachings.
Und was ich sage ist, diese Kennzeichen von Antisemitismus ist Gleichgültigkeit gegenüber jüdischem Leben.
And what I keep telling people is that one mark of this anti-Semitism is actually an indifference towards Jewish life.
Und wir tragen das heute noch in unseren Kirchen und Gemeinden.
And in our churches, we still see that today.
Wir sehen, dass diese Gleichgültigkeit, die ist wie eine verborgene, finstere Saat, die in Menschen in sich herumtragen.
And we see that indifference like a hidden, sinister seed that's deep inside people's hearts.
Und so wurde der Holocaust und der Antisemitismus und Judenhass in Tübingen möglich durch das Schweigen der Leute, die nichts dagegen gesagt haben.
And so antisemitism, the Holocaust, hatred of Jews became possible in Tübingen because of people who just did not say anything.
All right, so when people say that the Germans as a whole were unaware of what the Nazis were doing, obviously it varies from place to place. And obviously people didn't know everything happening in the camps. But you're saying in major cities there was an open anti-Semitism that welcomed the Nazis.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Also es ist eine historische falsche Sache zu sagen, dass die Deutschen von nichts gewusst hätten.
Actually, it's a historic deception to say that the Germans did not know.
Sie wussten von 1933 war schon sichtbar, was Hitler vorhatte.
Right from the outset, from 1933 onwards, it was completely obvious what Hitler's plans were.
Dass Juden vernichtet werden sollte, dass sie deportiert werden sollten.
Which was to destroy the Jews, which was to have them deported into camps.
Und das große Problem war die schweigende Mehrheit, die nichts gesagt haben.
And the big problem was the large silent majority who just did not open their mouths.
Die das nicht für wahr halten wollten.
Who didn't want to admit it was true.
Aber vor ihren Augen wurden Juden deportiert, die wurden enteignet wurden, entrechnet wurden, beraubt.
But it was right in front of their very own eyes that the Jewish population was, they were take, robbed of their liberties, they were robbed of their dignity, of their possessions, they were deported.
Und jeder konnte das sehen, was passierte.
And everybody was able to see what was happening.
Und ich glaube, das ist eine herausfordernde Botschaft für uns heute.
And I believe that's a challenging message for us today.
Weil wir können genauso schweigen wieder zu Antisemitismus.
Because once again, in the face of anti-Semitism, we can remain silent today.
All right, so November 9th, 1938, Kristallnacht, mm-hmm. when the Nazis went even further in a public way, were they testing to see if the German people rose up and responded?
Absolut.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So das waren schon wirklich ganz offensichtliche Dinge, die zu sehen waren, diese Aggression gegen den Synagogen, dass sie anfingen zu brennen.
Well, obviously, it was something, a very, very public step. It became visible to everybody. Aggression directed against Jewish property, Jewish possessions and shops, against synagogues.
Juden verschwanden in KZs.
Jews were already taken away to the concentration camps.
Nachbarn und Freunde waren nicht mehr da.
Neighbors and friends were suddenly gone.
Und das ganze nationalsozialistische System wurde finsterer und verstrickte die Bevölkerung darin.
And the entire system of National Socialism just increased in darkness, and actually everybody got roped in and was involved in the Holocaust one way or the other.
Historiker sind sich einig, dass die deutsche Bevölkerung, wenn sie bereit gewesen wäre, hätte genau das sehen können.
And historians all agree that the German population, if they had been willing, they would have been able to see.
Mm. All right, so when the Holocaust now comes into full power and Hitler is doing everything he's doing, people now are either indifferent or cooperating. Is this what you refer to as the veil of silence, or is it after the Holocaust, the denial that you refer to?
Absolut. Also es gibt diese beiden Bereiche, entweder man war aktiv oder passiv verstrickt.
Absolutely. It's both areas actually, because either you were involved actively or passively because of your silence.
Aber jeder der Bevölkerung war verstrickt in den Holocaust.
But everyone in the population were all roped into the Holocaust.
Nach 1945 war die Haltung der Deutschen, dass sie keine Schulderkenntnis hatten darüber.
And then after 1945, after the end of the war, the general attitude of the Germans was they had no concept, no idea about the guilt they had incurred.
Sie fühlten sich selber als Opfer.
Because they thought of themselves as the victims.
Und die Täter haben geschwiegen.
The perpetrators, they remained silent.
Oder diejenigen, die beteiligt waren, die haben das verdrängt.
Or others who were involved, they repressed it.
Und sie sprachen nicht darüber.
And nobody ever talked about
it. Die ganze Generation von 1945 bis 1950, 55 bis 60, die ganze Generation hat nicht darüber gesprochen.
And this entire generation, between the years of 45 and maybe 50, 55, even after 60, they just were silent. They did not speak about it.
Die Kinder, die dachten, mit unseren Eltern stimmt was nicht.
And the children, obviously, they realized and said, something is not right with our parents.
Entweder sie waren Verbrecher.
Either they were criminals,
oder sie waren nicht mehr da.
Or they had gone already. They were no longer there.
Und so war eine Decke des Schweigens über der ganzen Nation bis in die 70er, 80er Jahre.
And so it was a complete veil of silence that covered the entire nations right up to the 70s.
All right, so kids are growing up. They know that there's been a war. They know some of what's happened. And maybe your average kid thinks, well, not my parents. It was other people. Was this the kind of attitude that must have been other people?
Ja, auch so. Aber die Kinder und Enkel, die haben gar nicht nachgefragt.
Yeah, that was the case. But even the children and grandchildren, they didn't even dare to ask what had happened.
So, mein Vater war Wehrmachtsoffizier.
For instance, my father, he was an officer in the Wehrmacht.
Und sie sprachen schon über den Krieg.
And yes, sometimes they did talk about the war.
Aber der Tod von 6 Millionen Juden kam nicht vor.
But the deaths of 6 million Jews never featured in any of the stories.
Und über den Holocaust wurde nicht gesprochen.
And nobody ever talked about the Holocaust.
Und merkwürdiger war es, dass die Kinder und Enkel nicht nachgefragt haben.
And it's even stranger to think that children and grandchildren would never ask any questions.
Und diese Mauer des Schweigens war wie eine unsichtbare Mauer, die die Kinder meistens nicht durchdrungen haben.
And this veil of silence was like an invisible wall that the children never had the strength to break through.
Also haben sie auch nicht Buße getan.
And so obviously they were not able to repent.
Und das war etwas, was die Herzen hart gemacht hat.
And it was something that really hardened their hearts.
Und erst als die Großeltern, die Enkel danach fragten, fing an, diese Decke des Schweigens zu zerbrechen.
And it was only the grandchildren who slowly started asking questions and this thick veil started ripping.
Und bei uns passierte es, indem wir Buße taten als Gemeinde.
And in our church it started by us going into repentance.
Und Gott sagte, das Schweigen eurer Väter ist in euch.
And God spoke to us and he said, the silence of your fathers still is within you.
Herr, was ist das für ein Schweigen?
And we said, God, what do you mean? What kind of silence is this?
Er sagte, das ist das Schweigen als Gemeinde zu euren jüdischen Wurzeln.
And he says, first of all, it's the silence of you as a church on the whole towards the Jewish roots of your Christian faith.
Und das Zweite ist, das Schweigen, dass ihr die Wahrheit eurer Familie nicht ausspricht.
But the second element of the silence is that you do not speak the truth about your own family histories.
All right, we've got a break here, friends. I think you can feel the intensity and the seriousness of this. And really, I think it's fitting and appropriate that you're hearing it in German and in English. There's something that just strikes home with this. We'll talk about how the veil of silence was pulled apart and how there is now a worldwide march of the nations that ties in with this very message. We'll be right back.
It's fire we want, for fire we please.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into the Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Spitner from Tübingen, Germany, and his translator and assistant, Tina. So, Jobst, God begins to speak to you about the veil of silence. Mm-hmm. Number one, you have not rightly connected to the Jewish roots of your faith. Two, you have not dealt with the legacy of the past, the Holocaust. Why is it your responsibility to deal with the legacy of the Holocaust? You weren't there. You weren't responsible. Why do you feel a responsibility?
Das eine war natürlich durch das, was wir im Gebet und in einer persönlichen Buße erlebt haben.
Well, of course, the one thing is what we experienced in prayer and through this time of personal repentance.
Wir hatten das gar nicht geplant.
Which was something we had not planned on.
Aber was wir merkten war, dass wir die Last des Holocaust noch auf unseren Schultern hatten.
But what we realized was that we, as the descendants, are also carrying that burden of the Holocaust.
Und gleichzeitig, nur wenn wir uns erinnern und die Wahrheit anschauen, können wir Verantwortung tragen für die Zukunft.
And also it is true that only once we remember and only once we face the truth and speak it, we will be able to take responsibility for the future.
Und beides gehört ganz eng zusammen.
And so these two elements are connected so closely.
Und so fingen dann auf einmal die Kinder und die Enkel an, ihre Großväter zu fragen, was war denn eigentlich los bei euch?
And so the children and grandchildren in our church, they started asking their parents, their grandparents, you know, what went on? What was going on during the war?
Und es gibt einen psychologischen Aspekt darin.
And there is also a psychological aspect.
Weil die Kinder und Enkel können die Traumata ihrer Eltern und Großeltern mit sich herumtragen.
Because it is possible for the children and grandchildren to inherit the traumas of both their parents and their grandparents, and they are still walking around with it.
Und viele trugen die Ängste und die Traumata und die und diese Lasten ihrer Vorfahren mit sich herum.
And so many were still carrying the traumata, the burden. They were carrying them with them. Mm.
Und als sie anfingen, auf einmal diese Dinge auszusprechen und Buße zu tun,
and once they started speaking those things, once they started repenting,
erkannten sie, dass dadurch, das eine ist natürlich eine Befreiung erlebten, aber das zweite ist, dass sie nur dadurch wirklich in einer neuen Beziehung zu Israel stehen konnten.
They realized, wow, they were experiencing deliverance, they were experiencing new freedom, but on the other hand, it was also that only once they went through that process, they were actually able to enter into a new love relationship to Israel.
Mm. Und durch diese Buße, diese Taten und durch diese Wahrheit, die sie über ihre Familie ausgesprochen haben, entstand dann eine neue Verantwortung für Israel, aber gleichzeitig auch für all diejenigen, die unter den Traumata des Holocaust selber noch gelitten haben.
And so through their repentance, through their speaking the truth, they experienced that new freedom themselves, but also at the same time they received a new responsibility for the descendants of the victims as well, who were also still suffering under that same burden.
Mm. So what now happened in your own life, in your own church, as you began to take responsibility and move this forward?
Ja, passierten zwei Dinge. Das eine, ich schrieb ein Buch darüber, über Decke des Schweigens, und es war wie eine Bewegung in unserem Land.
And so there were two things that happened. You know, I wrote the book, as you mentioned, about the Veil of Silence, and it stirred up like a movement in our nation.
War wie ein Hunger, ein Bedürfnis. Wir müssen über die Wahrheit unserer Familie aussprechen. Und da, wo das passierte, passierte persönliche Erweckung im Leben von den Leuten.
And people realized there was such a hunger, a need. We need to speak the truth. We need to face this. And where we do that, a new movement, new life can come forth.
Und daraus entstand die Marsch des Lebensbewegung.
And this actually birthed the March of Life movement.
Die Marsch des Lebensbewegung entstand 2007.
The March of Life movement itself was birthed in 2007.
Da waren Konzentrationslager um Tübingen herum.
Because at the end of the war, Tübingen had been surrounded by concentration camps.
Und zum Ende des Zweiten Weltkriegs, da entstanden Todesmärsche und 250.000 Menschen starben auf den Straßen.
And at the end of the war, the camps were liquidated and the prisoners were sent on death marches and 250.000 people perished right on the streets of Germany.
Und 2007 gingen wir auf diesen Routen entlang mit 300 Teilnehmern, um einfach dort Buße zu tun, um Vergebung zu bitten, aber auch die Wahrheit dieser Geschichte auszusprechen.
And so in 2007 we started walking along those routes of the death marches to speak the truth, to repent, but also to face really what had happened.
Wir taten das nicht alleine, sondern mit Nachfahren der Holocaust-Überlebenden und den Nachfahren der Nazitäter gingen zusammen. Da passierte etwas an Versöhnung und Heilung untereinander.
And there were 300 participants joining us on this march. And it wasn't just the Germans, the descendants of the perpetrators, but it was the descendants of survivors and victims themselves who came and joined us. So hand in hand we walked.
And as you were doing this, such a redemptive act, such a life-giving act, something that seems so much in the spirit of Jesus, mm-hmm. were there others who opposed you and fought what you were doing?
Zu diesem Zeitpunkt haben wir das noch nicht erlebt.
Well, at this early stage, we didn't have any opposition. We didn't experience that.
Aber dann ganz im Gegenteil. Zuallererst, wir sahen das überall in Presse, Medien, Jerusalem Post, New York Times wurde darüber geschrieben.
Quite on the contrary, we saw support everywhere. The media took it up. We had articles in the Jerusalem Post and the New York Times.
Die Bewegung wuchs dann und heute waren wir in 20 Städten, in 400 Städten und in 20 Nationen.
And then the movement kept growing and by now we've reached 400 cities in 20 different nations.
Und inzwischen erleben wir auch Widerstand, ja.
And by now we also experience opposition.
Weil der Marsch des Lebens steht, dass wir ein Zeichen setzen gegen Antisemitismus.
Because the March of Life stands for the fact that we make a statement against antisemitism.
Und wir rufen Christen und Gemeinden auf die Straße, dass sie dort an die Öffentlichkeit dieses Zeichen setzen.
And we are calling Christians to take to the street to make a public statement.
Ja, und die Leute stehen dagegen und sie schreiben Briefe dagegen. Aber auf der Straße selber haben wir meistens Schutz erlebt.
And yes, there are people who take a stand against that. They write letters against that. But whenever we are actually out on the street, we experience support.
Jetzt in diesem Jahr waren wir in Paris und sind durch ein muslimisches Viertel durchgegangen.
For instance, this year we had the first March of Life in Paris in France and our march went right through a Muslim neighborhood.
Und von der Politik in Frankreich ist es verboten, allein über Israel zu sprechen. Man muss immer auch über Palästinenser sprechen.
And actually, on a political level in France, it is against the law to just speak about Israel if you don't speak about Palestine.
So, und wir haben Israel gesegnet, natürlich.
But we blessed Israel, of course.
Und gingen durch dieses Viertel hindurch.
And we were walking right through that neighborhood.
Wir hatten starken Polizeischutz, 200 Polizisten dabei waren.
And we had a police force of 200 to go and walk with us.
Aber es war ein ganz starkes Zeichen. Die Politiker waren da und die Rabbis waren mit uns. Und so geschieht das in allen Städten weltweit.
But it was a very powerful statement. And we had politicians with us. We had rabbis with us. And this is what's happening all over Europe.
Amazing. What a Christian message, friends, is being sent in the front lines of Germany. Cities around the world. Much more to come. Stay right here.
This is Barry McGuire. I'm a car guy here to help you understand God's purpose for your life through the eyes of a layman. In spite of the clarity of the scriptures, most Christians don't know or refuse to accept the fact that the active daily sharing of their faith is not an option. In fact, it's repeatedly mandated by God through the Great Commission, the Great Commandment to love our neighbors as ourselves and to be salt and light as Christ's ambassadors. Salt and light both change their environment. So here's a question for you. Are you changing your environment or is it changing you? If it's the latter, you need to change. And when you do, you begin to understand what being a Christian is all about as the scriptures come alive with meaning and every day becomes an adventure as the blessings of God begin to flow over you and through you, making everything in your life work for good as he promised to you in Romans 8:28. Your job is to ignite revival outside the walls of your church by moving everyone every day closer to Jesus. For help doing that, go to ROTW.com.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks, friends, for joining us today on The Line of Fire. I'm sitting here in studio with a courageous German pastor, Pastor Joop Spittner, his courageous counterpart, Charlotte Bittner. Together, they have taken bold stands for the gospel for Israel in Germany and around the world. They're joined by their faithful co-worker, Tina, and she is translating for Pastor Jobst today. When I found out that we're going to be right in my city where we broadcast, and we've got to bring you into studio, we've got to have a discussion about the march of life, about the march of the nations, about a generation rising up and saying we will no longer be silent about what happened in the Holocaust and the slaughter of 6 million Jews and our indifference towards anti-Semitism or our participation in it. Instead, we must break the veil of silence and speak. Pastor Jobst wrote a book. I wrote the foreword for it. It's called The Veil of Silence. You can get it in English. It's a real eye-opener in English, but for the German public, much more of an eye-opener. And the city in which so much of this unfolds, takes place, is Tübingen, Germany. I knew it for the years, over the years, because of its famous theology schools, because of its famous publishers of theological works and Semitic works. What I didn't know was the history, that Jews had been banned from the city through much of its history, that in 1933, Tübingen warmly embraced the Nazi Party and was proud to say, no Jews in our city. And even in the surrounding streets, thousands of Jews died in the Holocaust as concentration camps were set up there. And then at the end of the Holocaust, Jews were led on death marches. So 250,000 Jews perished on the streets of Germany through these marches. Jobst and his team have led marches for life and have said it's time to bring about change. And when you hear in a moment about the current mayor of Tübingen, you'll be shocked. Pastor Jobst, you began to do some different things. German Christians may be more conservative and doing things in a little bit more acceptable way. You began to break out of that, even using illustrations like with a casket on the streets. Tell us about this.
Ja. Also wir wussten, in der Stadt da gibt es nur schwarz-weiß Ja oder Nein zum Evangelium.
Well, we realized that in this city there's only going to be yes or no, black or white. There was no in-between way.
Und als wir anfingen, Gemeinde zu gründen, da war eine, wir haben einen Sarg angefertigt und ich legte mich in diesen Sarg rein.
And so when we started building the church there many years ago, we had one event where we took a casket and I lay down inside.
Und die wurde von 8 Brüdern getragen und wir hatten einen langen Trauerzug.
And then we had 8 brothers carrying this casket right through the city center and we had a long mourning procession.
Und ich erinnere mich, wie ich durch die Luftlöcher durchschaute dann.
And I still remember peeking through the little breathing holes in the casket.
Und in die deutschen Städte, die haben so Marktplätze innen drin, das ist etwas anders als Amerika.
And most German cities, you know, they have got very narrow streets and a big marketplace somewhere in the center.
Und da brachten sie mich hin und hauten auf Pauken wie ein Trauermarsch.
And they brought me in there and they had big huge bass drums and they were playing.
Und auf dem Marktplatz dann sprang ich aus dem Sarg raus und fing an zu predigen.
And when we had reached the marketplace, I jumped out of the casket and I started preaching.
Und ich dachte, diese Stadt hat mich getötet, hat mich umgebracht.
Shouting, this city has killed me.
Und dann jemand anders, das war natürlich abgesprochen, sagte, nein, das stimmt überhaupt nicht.
And then somebody else shouted and of course he was part of the team, says, no, that's not true.
Und wir fingen an, das Evangelium zu verkündigen.
And we started proclaiming the gospel that way.
Und Leute bekehrten sich dadurch.
And people got saved because of it.
Und der gleiche Marktplatz hat eine andere Bedeutung gehabt.
But actually this very same market square had seen demonstrations of quite a different kind
before.
Weil da
Nazi-Aufmärsche
gingen. Because there had been Nazi demonstrations there.
Und wir merkten dann, als der Herr über die Decke des Schweigens sprach, dass wir dort eine öffentliche Chanukka-Feier machten.
And then once the Lord started speaking to us about the veil of silence, we realized that we had to celebrate Chanukka in a very public way there.
Und dann haben wir große Chanukkia aufgebaut und dann haben wir dort, wo die Nazis aufmarschierten, einen aus menschlichen Davidstern gebildet.
And then we put up a huge Chanukkia with all of its lights and then the very place where there had been the Nazi demonstrations, we formed a human Star of David.
Und so haben wir vieles gemacht.
So this is what we did.
Friends, this is what you call redemption. We'll be right back on the other side of the break.
Give us strength to always do what's right.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Welcome, friends, to the Line of Fire. Michael Brown, so glad to be with you. My guest, Pastor Jobst Bittner, Pastor Jobst and Charlotte, they lead a ministry that is an aggressive frontline ministry called TOS. Jobst, what does TOS stand for?
Also es ist unsere Geschichte. Es hieß eigentlich Tübinger Offensive Stadtmission.
Well, it's part of our history because it used to be called Tübinger Offensive Stadtmission, like outgoing city mission.
Ja, und dann ist es aber sehr schnell gewachsen. Wir haben gemerkt, dieser Name passt nicht mehr, deswegen haben wir es nur TOS genannt.
And then it outgrew the city aspect very quickly, so the name didn't fit anymore and we just used the acronym.
Got it. Yeah, Matt, why don't you just put that graphic up and I'll just share a little bit more. As we've worked closely with Jobst and Charlotte, Jobst is the initiator of the March of Life movement that's held marches and demonstrations in 20 nations and 350 cities so far. It's up to 400, though.
Yes, 400.
Together with his wife, Charlotte, he has established ministries and congregations all over the world to see the transformation of cities and nations through the power of the Holy Spirit. I've had the joy of ministering in your church in Germany, and it's as open to the Lord and the Spirit and his love with the Jewish people as any group I've known. Let me read a statement. This is from Doron Almog. He led the Entebbe mission, the famous Entebbe mission to rescue hostages in Africa, and is an endorser of the March of Life. This is what he said. This is a very important undertaking. Works to preserve the memory of humanity's greatest atrocity, to reconcile between the descendants of victims and perpetrators, and to advocate for Israel and against anti-Semitism in the world, inculcating future generations with the love of humankind and the uncompromising belief in the equality of all individuals. We support the March of Life and all its endeavors and are proud to be among its partners. All right, so, Jobst, you feel you need to begin to make public statements in Tübingen, a city with a long, long history of anti-Semitism, centuries and centuries and centuries, a key city in Nazi Germany. So not only do you start preaching the gospel openly because that is the message of life, Jesus is the message of life, you now say as German Christians, we are going to celebrate Hanukkah publicly in the public square. So you have your Hanukkia, you have the public lighting ceremony. What kind of response did you get in the neighborhood?
Yeah, also wir machen das jetzt seit vielen Jahren, in jedem Jahr.
So we've been doing this annually for many years now.
Und inzwischen von der Bevölkerung, die Response ist sehr, sehr stark.
And by now, the response of the general population is really tremendous.
Die Leute kommen dazu
und
öffnen ihre Herzen.
And they open their hearts.
Und so, als ob sie darauf gewartet hätten, dass das passiert.
As if they'd just been waiting for something like this to happen.
Und wir haben ja viele Flüchtlinge auch bei uns.
And of course, we have many refugees in Germany by now.
Aus Syrien, aus Iran.
And they come from Syria, from Iran.
Und erstaunlicherweise erleben wir, dass da so eine Gunst und Gnade ist, dass sie kommen, dass sie sich sogar bekehren und anfangen, jüdische Tänze zu tanzen.
And we are seeing such tremendous favor. They come, they get saved, they start dancing Jewish dances.
Und in 2 Wochen hatten wir eine Hochzeit mit einem Iraner unter einer Chuppa.
And just 2 weeks ago, we had a wedding in our church with one of the Iranian gentlemen, and they got married underneath a chuppah.
Und das heißt, sie öffnen sich und auf einmal sagen sie, wir sind falsch gelehrt und wir wollen uns zu Israel stellen.
So all of a sudden, they start opening their hearts to say, oh, we've been taught so wrongly, we've been deceived, and they start opening their hearts for Israel.
So this Iranian former Muslim?
Yeah, war ein Muslim.
Yeah, he used to be a Muslim.
Okay, and he and his wife get married under the chuppah, which is the Jewish canopy done for weddings. Oh, okay, before we talk more about the impact of the March of Life, and you said, okay, as there were death marches down our streets, we will now have marches of life. All right, before we talk about that, before we talk about your relationship with Israel and what's happened, what about people within your congregation? When they began to open up, when families began to open up, I heard some testimonies. I wish I remembered them all. They were very, very stirring. Give me an example of what happened when people began to deal with their past.
Das sind Dinge, die gehen sehr, sehr tief. Das stimmt wirklich.
Well, these are things that truly go so deep in people's hearts. It's absolutely true.
Das ist eine junge Frau, die Albträume hatte.
There was one young lady in our church, and she was plagued by nightmares.
Zwangsvorstellungen.
She had just compulsive thoughts.
Schreckliche Dinge.
Terrible things.
Und als sie die Decke des Schweigens zerbrach,
and once the veil of silence started breaking over her,
fand sie heraus, dass ihr Großvater einer der Ingenieure von Auschwitz war.
She actually discovered that her own grandfather had been one of the engineers to set up the camp of Auschwitz.
Der hatte die Gaskammer mit aufgebaut, eine Elektrozone.
He had helped to set up the gas chambers. He was the one to install the electric fence around the camp.
Das war ihr Großvater.
So that was her grandfather.
Ihr Vater hatte den Großvater nicht kennengelernt.
But her own father had never met his father, so her grandfather.
Weil er ist als von dem Großvater abgeschoben worden.
Because the grandfather had rejected him.
Und im hohen Alter von 80 Jahren hat er es erst von seinem Vater rausbekommen.
And so only when this man was 80 years old, he actually learned about his own grandfather father and what he had been involved in.
Kannst du vorstellen, was das für Auslöser hatte?
So you can imagine what this stirred up.
Und er sagte, mit dieser Geschichte, wir müssen um Vergebung bitten. Sie sind zum Holocaust-Überlebenden hingegangen und haben sich gebeugt.
And so the man and his daughter, they said, well, with this history that we have, we need to ask forgiveness. So they went to Israel to humble themselves before Holocaust survivors.
Bei der anderen Familie, da war der Großvater bei der Waffen-SS gewesen und Massenmörder in Polen.
Or in another family, the grandfather had been part of the SS and he'd been a mass murderer in Poland.
Bei anderen, da war er im KZ gewesen.
In other families, they discovered that he was a guard in the concentration camp.
Und so gibt es Geschichte um Geschichte um Geschichte.
And so there is one story after the next.
Und
And what happened then, say to this young woman or this woman when she went to Israel. What happened with the Holocaust survivors? What happened with these German Christians?
Wir hatten große Versammlungen mit Holocaust-Überlebenden.
We had big events and meetings with Holocaust survivors.
Und wir fingen an, unsere Geschichte zu
erzählen. And we started sharing these stories.
Und dann zu sagen, wie betroffen wir sind und dass wir um Vergebung bitten.
And to just tell them how heartbroken we were over these stories and we started asking forgiveness.
Und zuerst haben sie sehr stark reagiert auf die deutsche Sprache.
Well, at first they had a very negative response towards hearing the German language.
Aber sie merkten, wie unsere Herzen waren.
But they actually realized how sincere our hearts
überall,
were.
Und überall, wo wir erzählten, dann öffneten sich die Herzen, war Heilung, war Versöhnung.
And wherever we shared those stories, then after a while the hearts would open up, there would be healing and restoration.
Ich erinnere mich an eine Versammlung, da hat ein Holocaust-Überlebender gesagt, ich kann nicht vergeben.
And I still remember one meeting that one of the Holocaust survivors jumped up and said, I just cannot forgive.
Und da kamen die 50, 60 an und sagten, aber wir wollen und nahmen dann den Nachfahren, den Nazitäter in den Arm.
But then 50 or 60 of the other Holocaust survivors jumped up and says, yes, we want to forgive. And they approached the young man sharing his testimony and embraced him.
Und so erleben wir, wie der Herr Türen öffnet zu jüdischem Leben überall weltweit.
And so we are experiencing the Lord opening up doors to Jewish life worldwide.
Yeah, I can't imagine how emotional the scene would be as you have German-speaking Holocaust survivors and here is a German speaking to them about the atrocities of what their parents or grandparents were involved in. And they're obviously speaking with great pain, with great sorrow. And you have to ask yourself, why would they come here? Mm-hmm. Why would they do this? Are they just trying to get rid of their guilt? What's going on? But there is something beyond getting rid of the guilt. Life is coming out of this.
Absolut. Wir kommen nicht aus Schuld oder aus Scham oder um Schuld zu bewältigen.
Yes, absolutely. We do not go to these places because of a sense of shame or to get rid of a guilt complex.
Ich hatte das Vorrecht, mal in einer messianischen Gemeinde zu predigen.
Once I was privileged to speak in a messianic congregation.
Ich merkte, wie sie auf meine deutsche Sprache reagiert und das verstehe ich.
And I could sense their negative response to hearing me speaking in German. I completely understand that.
Dann sagte der Herr was ganz Wichtiges zu mir.
But the Lord spoke to me in that moment and it was very important.
Und er sagte, solange Hunderttausende, Millionen von Holocaust-Überlebenden und ihre Nachfahren bis ins zweite und dritte Glied unter diesen Traumata und dem Holocaust immer noch leiden.
He said, as long as there are still Holocaust survivors and their descendants, hundreds of thousands of them or even millions who suffer under the burden of the Holocaust and these traumas.
Solange ist eure Verantwortung als Deutsche nicht beendet.
As long as that happens, your responsibility as Germans can never be over.
Und solange ihr eure Geschichten erzählen könnt.
And as long as you are able to tell your stories.
Und wir Worte finden, die unsere Väter nicht gefunden haben.
Finding words that our own fathers never found. Mm.
Solange kann Heilung geschehen.
That's the time when healing can take place.
Und so kann Zukunft gestaltet
and
werden.
And future can be shaped.
We have just about 45 seconds before the break. Aside from the March of Life, do you have an ongoing ministry in Israel?
Absolut. Dort entsteht der March of the Nations.
Yes, absolutely. We have the March of the Nations
von 13 bis 15. 2018.
From the 13th to the 15th of May in 2018.
Der von der Regierung unterstützt wird.
Which is supported by the Israeli government.
Und das was ganz begeisternd ist.
And we are totally excited about it.
And is there any other ministry you do to Holocaust survivors?
Ja, wir haben ein March des Lebenshaus und haben Mitarbeiter, die dort einfach arbeiten und Woche für Woche mit Holocaust-Überlebenden arbeiten.
Yes, we have a March of Life house in Israel. And we have staff there who week by week minister to Holocaust survivors and serve them.
Yeah, friends, again, this is a picture of the gospel. This is a picture of redemption. This is a picture of forgiveness and reconciliation. We come back. I want to tell you about the current mayor of Tübingen, as well as exactly what happens with the March of Life and the March of the Nations.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Thanks once more, friends, for joining us. I want to encourage you to listen to, watch the entire interview with Pastor Joop Spittner today. It will be on our YouTube channel, Ask Dr. Brown, just a few hours after the show. It is a full one-hour broadcast, so whatever part you heard, we've tried to make each part complete in itself. But everyone can participate around the world, 400 cities now, the March of Nations. Here's the website, MON2018.com. That is MON2018, as in March of Nations, MON2018.com. Joopst, very quickly, right at the beginning of the broadcast, we talked about the history of Tübingen. Mm-hmm. When were Jews first expelled from Tübingen?
By the Gründung der Uni. Yeah.
Well, on occasion of founding the university in the Middle Ages.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. And expelled for hundreds of years at a time.
Yeah, for 400 years.
Yeah, for the next 400 years.
All right. And then declared Judenfree 1933. Yes, yes, no yes, Jews. Yes. All right. Who's the mayor of Tübingen today?
Der Bürgermeister ist jetzt jüdisch.
Well, the mayor today is Jewish.
Und das ist wirklich ein Wunder.
And it is a true miracle.
All right. So obviously nothing like this ever happened before.
Nein, das war vorher überhaupt nicht so.
No,
ganz
that
anders.
would have been absolutely inconceivable before.
Totally, obviously. And it would be like a radical Muslim being president of the United States today. That's how Germans would have looked at it before.
Ja, so ähnlich.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I mean, just totally foreign and bad
absolutely.
And ugly. And obviously, God gets the glory. But mm-hmm. can you see clearly there's a direct connection between this and the ministry of your church?
Absolutely. Und zwar einfach durch Buße, durch das, was passiert
and
ist.
And simply through repentance and what happened in the church and
durch
ministry.
Die, Aussprechen der Wahrheit.
By speaking the truth.
Und indem wir ein Zeichen gesetzt haben für jüdisches Leben.
And by making a statement for Jewish life.
Wir haben Transformation erlebt.
We truly have seen transformation because of it.
Und da könnte ich lange erzählen, aber das ist besser im Buch zu lesen.
And I could tell you a long story about this, but it's probably better to read that in the book.
Aber eine der Auslöser war, dass dieser Bürgermeister gewählt wurde. War ein absolutes Wunder.
But actually one of the big miracles was the fact that this mayor was voted in.
Yeah, again, the book, The Veil of Silence, it's available in English translation. And Jobst, does this open the door to share the gospel of Jesus with Jewish people?
Ja und nein, beides.
Well, yes and no, both.
Weil das eine ist, allein das Zeichen zu setzen, um Vergebung zu bitten, öffnet die Tür weit, einfach zu fragen, warum macht ihr das überhaupt?
The first thing is simply the fact we do humble ourselves, ask forgiveness and the healing that takes place opens the door for them to ask, why would you do such a thing?
Weil wir Jesus als Herrn und Erlöser kennen, weil wir unverdiente Gnade bekommen.
Because we know Jesus as our Lord and Savior, because we've been granted unmerited grace.
Aber der Marsch des Lebensbewegung ist kein Tool der Evangelisation.
But the March of Life movement, on the other hand, is not a tool for evangelism or proselytizing.
Weil unsere jüdischen Freunde dürfen, können uns vertrauen.
Because our Jewish friends can trust us.
Wir wollen den Holocaust nicht in irgendeiner Art und Weise nehmen zur Evangelisation.
And we don't want to instrumentalize the Holocaust in any way for evangelism.
Aber was wir erleben ist, dass so viele fragen, woher kommt das, was ihr tut?
But what we are experiencing is that so many people are asking, why are you doing the things
you do? Und wir erleben das auch, weil viele zu Jesus kommen.
And we do see them coming to Jesus.
Yeah, and as I've worked with you, I've seen the 100% sincerity and focus that this is something right in God's sight. Mm-hmm. This is part of true repentance. Mm-hmm. This is part of true love for Israel, and there is no other motive with it. But it's not just Germany, though.
Yes.
You feel that all the nations need to participate in an active statement against anti-Semitism. Why?
Absolut. Antisemitismus gibt es nicht nur in Deutschland.
Because anti-Semitism is not just a German thing.
Wurde nicht von Hitler erfunden.
And Hitler did not invent it, actually.
Wir sehen weltweit, wie Antisemitismus aufsteigt.
But we see a rise of worldwide anti-Semitism.
Wir sehen das in Amerika genauso.
We can see it also here in the United States.
In Lateinamerika.
We see it in South America.
Und oft tragen wir es in unseren eigenen Herzen mit Gleichgültigkeit.
And many times we carry it in our own hearts because of our indifference.
Gestern sprach ich mit einer jungen Frau, die angestellt ist in einem Betrieb, und sie sagte, mein Chef ist ein Nazi.
And yesterday I spoke to a young woman who's just working in a regular business and she said, well, my boss is an anti-Semit.
Ja, ich sprach mit ihr hier in einer amerikanischen Stadt.
Yeah, that was right here in a city of America.
Und es ist die Zeit weltweit, dass die Kirchengemeinden auf die Straßen gehen.
And now is the time globally for churches to arise and take to the streets.
Weil Revolutionen finden auf der Straße statt.
Because revolutions always take place out in the street.
Ah. Und das ist eine Revolution für Israel.
And so that's a revolution for Israel.
Und indem wir Israel segnen.
And by blessing Israel.
Glaube ich, dass Erweckung passiert über den Nationen.
I believe revival happens in the nations.
Der Benjamin Netanyahu, der israelische Präsident, der sagte, die einzigen Freunde sind unsere evangelikalen Freunde.
Benjamin Netanyahu, the Israeli Prime Minister, he said, our only and best friends are the evangelical Christians.
Und was würde passieren, wenn weltweit, in jeder Stadt, in jedem Land, überall, Märsche des Lebens stattfinden, rund um Yom HaShoah?
Now, what could happen if globally, worldwide, there would be such marches of life around the time of Yom HaShoah each year?
Hunderttausende jedes Jahr, die sagen, wir segnen Israel, wir stehen gegen Antisemitismus.
Hundreds of thousands who take a stand each year to say we stand against anti-Semitism, we stand for Israel.
Und wir segnen unsere Nationen.
And we bless our own nations.
Und wir glauben für Erweckung unserer
Nationen. And we believe for revival in our nations.
And this is taking place now in how many nations?
In 20 Nationen.
By now this has happened in 20 different nations.
Ich komme aus Kolumbien, die einen großen Marsch des Lebens haben.
I've just returned from Colombia and they have big marches of life.
Mit Cesar Castellanos und großen Gemeinden.
Together with Cesar Castellanos and great churches
in Brasilien.
Or in Brazil.
Und in Peru.
And Peru.
Und genauso auch in Asien.
And also in Asia.
So wir sehen einen Anfang einer Bewegung.
And so we're seeing the beginning of a global
movement. In diesem Jahr
movement.
Waren 60 Städte in dem Marsch des Lebens.
So this year alone we had 60 cities that had marches of life.
Incredible. All right, friends, again, the website MON2018.com. MON is in March of Nations. MON2018.com. Check it out. See if it's happening in a city near you. Folks are listening and watching right now from around the world. So find out how you can participate. And Jobst, we just have a little over a minute to go. What would you say to every Christian listener maybe they can't get to a march, what should they do as individual followers of Jesus?
Das Erste ist, sie sollen Israel segnen.
The first thing is bless Israel.
Das Zweite, ihre Stimme erheben gegen jede Form von Antisemitismus.
Secondly, raise your voice against any form of antisemitism.
Bereit sein, die Wahrheit ihrer Familie auszusprechen.
And be willing to speak the truth about your own family
damit
history.
Damit sie Gnade Jesu erleben können.
So you can experience the grace of Jesus.
Und sie sollen 2018 nach Israel kommen zum Marsch der Nationen.
And come to Israel in 2018 and join the March of the Nations there.
Weil das ist ein Zeitpunkt zum 70. Jahrestag, in dem der Herr Israel ein neues Segenskapitel aufschlagen will über unsere Nation.
Because that is such a special time, the 70th anniversary of the founding of the states of Israel, and the Lord wants to open up a new chapter of blessing both for Israel and the nations.
Tausende werden aus der Nation kommen
thousands
und tausende Israel.
Will come from the nations and thousands
Daniel
from Israel.
Daniel Kolender wird da sein, Heidi Baker wird da sein.
Daniel Kolender will be there, Heidi Baker will
Sprecher
be there.
Sprecher aus Israel da sein.
Speakers from Israel.
Politiker werden da sein.
Politicians will join us.
Und die Zuhörer sollten auch da sein.
And all of the listeners should be there also.
Und sie werden ein Teil von der Geschichte Gottes in Israel sein.
Because they become part of the history that God's writing in Israel.
My friends, let's make history together. Let's pray for Israel. Let's bless Israel. Let's renounce anti-Semitism wherever we find it as it raises its head around the world. This is also a way we come with a message of life to all nations and all peoples. Back with you tomorrow.